This is New Hampshire Calling, a pop-up show from NHPR that's all about how we can help each other navigate daily life in this time of a pandemic. I'm Jack Rodolico, and I am tired. I'm tired of the news. I imagine you feel the same. I mean, we all need to follow this pandemic news, right? It is serious. It is important. It actually affects our lives every day. But, I mean, come on, how much of this can we take? That's why on Thursday nights, New Hampshire Calling is all about music. It's our music request show. It's entirely filled by your requests. You know, our whole show is fueled by audience participation, your calls, your emails, your stories, and that includes the music show. So our listeners send us emails, send us voicemails, and then we make a playlist, and then you get to sit back, maybe stop worrying for a bit while you just get to listen to some good music. And we are always looking for new song requests. We will take yours anytime. Leave us a voicemail at 603-513-7700. Again, that's 603-513-7700. Or email us the song that's on repeat in your house or in your earbuds during this pandemic. The email address is nhcalling@nhpr.org. Okay, so along for the ride tonight is a voice you are very accustomed to, I think, who I'd say might be with you each morning, Rick Ganley, NHPR's Morning Edition host.
Hey, Jack.
It's good to have you back.
Thank you. Good to be back.
It's been a week.
It's been a week every day.
Yeah, every day. yes, it's a week every day. Okay, so let's talk about something lighter before we start.
Yep.
I heard this thing going around at the office about you that I'm sure you'll be comfortable talking about, which is there's some sort of snake in your house because of the pandemic.
There is an actual snake in my house.
And it's because of the pandemic?
There is a ball python.
You have a ball python.
We have a ball python. I never thought I would have a snake.
You don't seem like a snake guy to me.
No. I have a daughter who is a senior in high school. She's graduating this year, but she's been in the animal science program. And she had the animal science program, of course, shut down, you know, quickly in March as all schools shut down. Animals needed to go home to someplace. We ended up with a tortoise and a snake.
And what does the snake eat?
The snake eats frozen rats.
Frozen.
How far in do you want to get on this?
I'm curious. I'm just curious.
They're thawed out. They're brought up to temperature, and you have to dangle the rat to make the rat seem like it's alive. I don't participate in this, by the way. This is my daughter's. She's going into animal sciences. This is her thing.
This is her thing. Yeah. Okay.
So, but you know, I can't say no if an animal needs a home. So we brought the tortoise and the snake in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a weird place to start the show, but sometimes this is a pretty weird show. So yeah. I thought that was as good a place as any.
Well, I didn't expect you to ask me that, but yeah. Thanks.
I know you didn't. That's why I asked you. So, you did expect to pick our first song.
Yeah.
So,
as usual.
And we put you on the spot last week and asked you to pick a Billie Holiday song.
Yeah, you did. And I brought some Billie Holiday in from my own personal collection, my private reserve. And I thought this would be a perfect song. It's melancholy, but I think it fits the mood. It fits how we're feeling. And with the weather being a little chilly, a little colder than it should be this time of year, I thought this would be a perfect way to start the show. It's Billie Holiday's Some Other Spring.
Some other spring I'll try to love. Now I still cling to faded blossoms, fresh when worn, left crushed and torn, like the love affair. Some other spring, when twilight falls, will the night bring another to me? Not your kind, but let me find it's not true that love is blind. sun shines around me, but deep in my heart it's cold as ice. Love, once you found me, but can that story unfold twice? Some other spring will my heart wake, stirring to sing love's magic music, then forget the old duet and love in some other spring. But deep in my heart, it's cold as ice. Love, once you found me, but can that story unfold twice? Some other spring, stirring to sing love's magic music, then forget the old duet and love in some other spring.
Hi, this is Jeff DeGrenier from Portsmouth, New Hampshire. I'd like to request a song called Isolation by the Buzzcocks. I think it's kind of fitting for what we're going through. And I'd like to dedicate it to all the people at the Portsmouth Music and Arts Center. Thank you.
Yeah. Hey, this is Jackie from the small but mighty town of Temple, and this is a song request. I'd love to hear Jeremiah Was a Bullfrog, because bullfrogs, and also a mighty fine wine, and by the way, joy to the world. So if you want to play that, I will promise to dance to it in my kitchen. Thanks. Bye.
Joy to the World by Three Dog Night from back in 1971. Before that, we had Isolation by the Buzzcocks off their album from 1993 called Trade Test Transmissions. That was a Rick Ganley favorite right there.
That's great. That was really cool. That was a cool request.
Yeah, it was a cool request. Yeah. Okay, did you hear any through line? Right? So, okay, let's review. Billie Holiday, Some Other Spring.
Yep.
Isolation by the Buzzcocks.
Yep.
Joy to the World by Three Dog Night. You know, any connective tissue there to you?
Well, I think there was an ebb there. There was like, you know, you started off kind of melancholy.
Yeah.
And then, you just kind of like crashing power chords of the Buzzcocks made you feel that isolation, but you know, you're busting out of it. And then you have Joy to the World. You're coming out of it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You could do this for a living. I think you're good at it.
It might be a drink in my hand. I could.
You know, back to the songs in just a minute here. And I want to remind you to get your request to us anytime at 603- 513-7700. Leave a voicemail or email nhcalling@nhpr.org. And when we come back, Rick and I will face off in a March Madness-inspired rock and roll battle royale. We're going to finally decide who is the real music snob around here. And you can get ready to play, too. You got about a minute. Get your paper and pen. This is New Hampshire Calling. I'm Jack Rodolico. Stay with us. Welcome back. I'm Jack Rodolico, and this is New Hampshire Calling, a pop-up show from NHPR that's all about helping each other navigate daily life in this time of a pandemic. It's our Thursday night music show, all songs requested by our listeners. What's on your pandemic playlist? Get it on ours. We'll play it next week at 7 o'clock. That's our time slot here on NHPR. Call and leave us a voicemail with your song request, 603-513-7700. Again, it's 603-513-7700. Or email nhcalling@nhpr.org. Rick Ganley is here with me again.
Hey, Jack.
Okay, let's. Go ahead, please.
I want to. There's a piece of paper on the desk in front of me. It says, "Don't look until I'm told to."
I have the same, and someone is going to tell us to in
Producer
a minute.
Emily is telling us we can't do it yet.
We're about to. Yeah, she's watching us. She's watching us. So you and I are going to hand the mic over here to someone who's on the line. We've got Jeff Stern from Portsmouth on the line. Jeff, welcome back to New Hampshire Calling.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me back.
It's awesome to have you. Okay, so I'm going to ask you like a quick question before we hand things off to you, which is we're going to play this game called Brockets that you invented. And remind us how you – and we talked about this once on the show, but remind us how you came up with this thing in the first place.
Sure. So I am, in addition to everything else I'm doing right now, a homeschool parent. So I have a second grader and a fourth grader. Pretty early on in the homeschool process, I, like a lot of parents, was getting a little frustrated, and we were all getting a little bored of our Zoom meetings. And I decided that as our music lesson for that week, I would make it, and this was right when March Madness should have been happening. So I made a 64 team bracket, but with all of the rock, rap, country music that I thought my kids should know about. And it became a competition. I kind of developed a game around it where I would play a 30-second snippet of, you know, there was a matchup that was The Who versus Weird Al. So you'd play 30 seconds of The Who, 30 seconds of Weird Al. I'd have each of my two sons, Leo and Alex, would write down a number from 1 to 10, and we would add up the scores, and that team would advance to the next round. And what was really cool about it is, you know, as a middle-aged person, I have all these associations with this music, and I maybe didn't need to listen to it to make to pick a winner. But my kids, not knowing it, it was fascinating to watch them listening to all this music for the first time and see who they picked. And in a lot of cases, it was like, are you guys kidding me? That's who won that matchup?
Well, did they convince you, Jeff? Did they change your mind at any point?
In a few cases, I was like, you know what? Maybe that classic rock isn't that, you know, that particular band isn't as great as I thought they were. And this thing that I thought wasn't so good is good. But in a lot of cases, it was like, well, let's just agree to disagree, guys.
Yep. Well, we might be agreeing to disagree here in a moment, but we are going to play right now. We're going to bring Emily Quirk in, who's our show producer, who puts our shows together every night. And take it away, Emily.
Hey, fellas. Yeah, I'm just going to join in just so I can be the deal breaker if need be.
Right.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know if we could do this with just two people. So.
And this is, to be clear, there's a competition between Rick and I, and you are going to be the deal breaker.
Yeah, exactly.
You're going to take a side.
Yeah.
Okay. And
I'm looking.
Jeff, is trash talking allowed?
Oh, I think this only works with trash talking.
Okay, good.
Oh, good. Okay.
Okay. I'm flipping the paper. Rick's flipped his.
All right. I'm seeing this. So we're going to start with is the first round. We'll do, I'm looking at Billy Joel, the Piano Man himself, and Billie Eilish.
Ready?
Let's do it.
Okay, let's do it.
He says, son, can you play me a memory? I'm not really sure how it goes.
shadows creeping around like no one knows. Think you're so criminal.
I never thought I'd heard those two blended together, but there you go.
You might never again.
Well, this is an easy one for me.
Yeah, me too, actually. Yeah. I'll be honest with you.
Yeah, it was for me.
I'm going to go with Piano Man, I think.
Oh, we're going to say him now.
Yeah, let's do
him
now. Yeah.
All right, Rick, what'd you do?
I'm going with Billy, as in Billie Eilish.
I did too.
No way.
Yes. I did too, yeah.
I'm taking Eilish.
Me too. You know why? Because I tried listening with fresh ears. It's tough, though, and I got to say, like, as soon as I started hearing Billy, my head started bopping.
I'm sorry. I don't dislike Billy Joel, but I've never thought he was all that.
I mean, and
I'm
going to
say it.
If my family's listening to this, they're going to kill me because I'm from Long
Island. You're from Long Island. You're going to be disowned.
Literally, one of my first concerts was Billy Joel.
One of mine was, too. I went to a Billy, and it was a great show, don't get me wrong.
Oh, I love the guy.
But, I mean, song to song, if you're asking me to compare Piano Man and that song, I'm sorry, I'm going with Eilish.
Very little trash talking going on at this moment, but, you know.
I'm surprised. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, you look disappointed, actually.
I'm upset. All right, you guys want to hear the second one?
Yeah.
All right, let's go.
Every day it's a getting faster. Everyone said go ahead and ask her. Love like yours will surely come my way. Hey, 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 hey. Every day.
Jeff, you want to set us up there?
So that was, and by the way, I'll just mention, this is a number 5 seed. That's Buddy Holly, the artist, against a number 12 seed, Weezer, with their song, Buddy Holly.
Oh, brilliant.
So I try to do as many matchups like that as possible.
That's great.
So Buddy Holly against Weezer.
Yep. Oh, man.
And the way you mix that, Emily, perfect.
Thank you very
much.
Segue.
Nice segue, by the way.
She's the Uber producer.
She is.
Okay, who's going to go first?
It's tough.
I'm going to say Buddy Holly. I'm going to make it easy. I associate
the song the musician.
The musician every day. Yep.
Yeah.
I associate that song with Stand By Me, which is like one of my favorite movies. Mm. And I like the Weezer song, but I like the video more than I like the song. So I'm going to go with Buddy Holly every day.
I'm going to go with Buddy Holly as well. The artist, I think, trumps the song for me. Weezer, and I love Weezer, don't get me wrong. But I think just Buddy Holly's contribution to rock in general.
No question.
I have to. Yeah, you can't question it.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go Buddy Holly.
I'm going to agree with both of you. I'm going with Buddy Holly. And Weezer is like my youth. I love Weezer. I still listen to Weezer. I listened to it like a couple weeks ago. I listened to like all their recent albums. I love. But that song, that Buddy Holly song, is my favorite
Buddy
Holly song. It's iconic. It's the second you hear it. It's just, okay, Buddy Holly. We all agree
that. I think Weezer would be okay with your choice too. I think they're very reverent of Buddy Holly the artist, so they would endorse your vote there.
Good. And I hope they're listening.
I'm sure they are. Yeah. What else are they doing?
All right, great. Let's do the third mashup right now, okay? Ready? Welcome to my house, baby.
All right, Jeff, the absurdity of that matchup is brilliant.
So two that worlds. Is, of course, Flo Rida against Kansas. That's one of our two regional matchups. We also have Chicago against Boston in this round of
Rockets.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
Yeah. You know, I don't feel great about this decision because I don't even like Kansas all that much.
I can't stand either one of them.
Yeah, but I am going to go with Kansas. I just don't feel good about that decision, but I'm going to stick with it.
I'm going to go with Flo Rida.
Okay, good.
And I'll tell you why, because my 9-year-old would probably prefer that. So just in deference to the kids.
Yeah, deference to the kids. Yeah, that was wise.
So I kind of agree with both of you, but separately. I agree that I dislike both of these.
Yes.
You know what I mean? But I used to play this Kansas song on Guitar Hero for like months, and it like ruined the song for me. So out of like spite, I'm going to go with Flo Rida.
I used to play it on the radio every night for years. So that's why I can't stand it.
Yeah.
I can't separate my feelings for it anymore.
So the decisions in this round have been driven by dislike, spite,
Yeah.
And deference to children.
To children.
I like it.
Good. We have our reasons,
healthy.
Don't we?
It's healthy.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Woo. All right. So here is the fourth and last mashup. Ready?
I think so.
Bismillah. We will not let you go.
Let him go.
Bismillah.
We will not let you go.
Let me go.
We will not let you go.
Let me go.
We will not let you go.
Let me go.
Let me go.
Let me go.
Oh, mamma mia, mamma mia.
Mamma mia.
I'm going to walk by.
Couple of queens.
Oh,
yeah. So that is the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin. And I will say that is a battle of two number one seeds. That would not be a first round matchup, but we thought it would be fun to throw one of those in there.
Two brilliant vocalists.
This is gonna break my brain. I don't know if I can. Whew, this is tough.
It's tough, but I think it's clear.
I know where you're going. Maybe,
well, you know what I'm going to
do. I know what
you're
going to do.
Yeah, it's Aretha Franklin all day long. Freddie Mercury, don't get me started, but Aretha. Yeah.
I know. Me
you
too.
Know?
I think I'm going with Aretha.
You can't choose.
You better, Rick.
You can't choose Queen over Aretha Franklin.
My tires will be slashed on the way out if I don't.
Yeah. Did we all go for Aretha?
I think so.
Yeah.
All right. So the final mashup then, like the first round is Billie Eilish.
Yep.
Versus Buddy Holly, right?
Okay. Wow. And we're going to make that choice right now,
yeah,
are
let's
we?
Do it.
Okay. Okay. I got my choice.
Come on.
It's Buddy Holly.
Yeah.
No,
it's Buddy Holly. Okay,
yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
All right. And then the
again,
second
Billy,
one,
I think, would be okay with that. Let's keep going.
Exactly. And then we have Flo Rida versus Aretha. And again, I think this is.
This is pretty clear. Yeah. I'd say.
Well, that's anticlimactic. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
But now we've got Buddy Holly versus Aretha Franklin.
I know, and that's actually a good matchup, I think.
Oh, it's phenomenal.
I mean, it's still clear to me.
Retro.
But,
but for people playing at home, I would love to do a poll, right, of like America,
yeah.
of everyone.
I think people should write in. Like, we'll have a post of this on Facebook, and you guys let us know who your number one would be. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. But remember, this is only an exhibition. This is not a competition.
Right.
No wagering.
No wagering.
No wagering.
Yeah.
The old Letterman line. David Letterman.
So are we going to pick now? Are
yeah,
we all
let's do it.
Let's all say it at the same time. One, two, three.
Aretha.
Aretha.
Yeah.
There it is.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's unanimous.
I hate to. It feels painful to eliminate Buddy Holly, but
you gotta do what you gotta do.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
He made it. He made it to the final round.
He did.
So I'll just say, in my first version of Brockets, Aretha went up against Cake in the first round, and she lost.
Oh man, with your children. With your children.
With
yeah.
My children.
Yeah, well, you know, to each their own.
That's
Jeff
right.
Stern,
that's right.
Thank you so much for coming on, playing. We really appreciate hearing from you and having you back on the show. And I think we're going to go out on the Aretha Franklin.
And I bet
she's
you
the winner.
Emily happens to be ready for that.
It's a Festivus miracle. I just so happen to have that song. I had a couple of songs because I didn't know how this was going to go, but.
Yeah.
I had a
you kind of knew.
I kind of had a feeling.
Yeah.
All right, here it is.
Hey!
Hi, my name is Robin. I live in Warner. Several years ago, I fell in love with a group called Sheikh Gamin. The song that did it was Closer, and I think it fits. Thanks.
I just want to be closer.
That was Sheikh Gamin with their song Closer. Really cool Canadian band. That song was four female vocalists and one drummer. That's a lot of their music, is just that, you know, that arrangement. And before that, of course, the Queen of Soul, winner of our Brockets round. Of course, who beats the Queen of Soul? Nobody. Nobody does. What's your song request? What do you want us to play on New Hampshire Calling's Thursday Night Music Show? Tell us about it, 603-513-7700. That's 513-7700. This is New Hampshire Calling. We'll be right back with more music. Stay with us. Welcome back. I'm Jack Rodolico, and this is New Hampshire Calling, a pop-up show from NHPR that's all about how we can help each other navigate daily life in a time of coronavirus. And on Thursdays, we do that by just playing music, getting a little bit of an escape with some music that gets us out of this pandemic in our minds for a moment. And we've got more songs queued up, our final set of tunes here. And Rick Ganley is going to set us up here for the next song.
Yep. We get lots of emails, of course. And we got an email from Kate and Keen. She says, I listen every Thursday night and dance in my kitchen to your show. It's wonderful and much appreciated. And Kate wanted to hear something by an artist that I think around here we're all pretty reverent to, Van Morrison. Something from his Moondance album back from 1970. What a great record that is. She wanted to hear my favorite Van song, so I'm happy to play it. It's Into the Mystic.
We were born before the wind, also younger than the sun. Yeah, the bonnie boat was won as we sail into the mystic. Oh, I can now hear the sailors cry, smell the sea and feel the sky. Let your soul and spirit fly into the mystic. Where that foghorn blows, I will be coming home. Yeah, when the foghorn blows, I wanna hear it. I don't have to fear it. Just like way back in the days of old, how magnificently we will fold into the mystic. That foghorn, you know I will be coming home. Yeah, when that foghorn whistle blows, I gotta hear it. I don't have to fear it, and I wanna rock your gypsy soul, just like way back in the day. Together we will float into the mystic. Come on, girl. Thank you.
I like that set because it's right. It's Van Morrison, Rick Anley. I'm talking to you now. Into hey, the Mystic, followed by I Can See Clearly Now.
Yeah, it's a great way to end a show.
It's a great way to end a show. Yeah, we need it.
We really do. Yeah, we need more of this.
I know.
Let's do it again next week.
Let's do it again next week. I think we were feeling a little heavy, you and I, when we started this. And
yeah,
I think we feel better. We feel a little lighter.
I feel good.
Yeah, me too. All right, good. Well, let's just do it again next week then.
Thanks for having me back, Jack.
It's awesome to have you, Rick Anley. As always, thank you so much, and see you on the radio.
Well, same.
Back at you.
Back at you, Jack. Back at you.
That's what you were looking for.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay. That is Rick Anley, NHPR's Morning Edition host. If you were listening to our show last night, you may have noticed that I screwed up just a little bit at the end of the show. I pointed out that yesterday was the birthday, had he still been alive, of Reuben Hurricane Carter. We were doing a sports show last night, and Reuben Carter was the boxer whose career was cut short because of a wrongful murder conviction, and there was that great Denzel Washington movie about it some years back. He spent all these years in prison before he was freed. Anyway, I set up, hey, we're going to play this Bob Dylan song, Hurricane, which was his tribute, and then we had no time. We didn't play a note of it. So tonight, we'll play it as we go out in the credits. That's for those people who really listen and notice those little tiny screw-ups. Thanks to everybody for sending their song requests in. What a great show. It was a lot of fun. Do you want to get in on this? What's on your playlist? What's our playlist missing? I don't care. You get to pick. Send us your song requests. Do it now. Leave us a voicemail at 603-513-7700. Tell us what it is about that song that's special to you, or email it to nhcalling@nhpr.org. Of course, New Hampshire Calling is produced by Emily Quirk. Pete Nakos is our community engagement producer. Corey Princell is NHPR's managing editor. Maureen McMurray is our show's executive producer. Special thanks to Rick Ganley and to Jeff Stern. This is New Hampshire Calling. I'm Jack Rodolico, and remember, we are all in this together.
Pistol shots ring out in a barroom night. Enter Betty Valentine from the upper hall. She sees a bartender in a pool of blood. Cries out, my God, they've killed them all. Here comes the story of the hurricane. The man the authorities came to blame for something that he never done. Put in a prison cell, but what? Champion of the world. Three bodies lying there, there's Patty C. And another man named Bello moving around mysteriously. I didn't do what he says, and he throws up his hands. I was only robbing the register, I hope you understand. I saw him leave, and he says, and it stops. One of us had better call up the cops. And so Patty calls the cops. And they arrive on the scene with their red lights flashing in the hot New Jersey night. Meanwhile, far away in another part of town, Reuben Carter and a couple of friends are driving around. The way things go. If you're black, you might as well not show up on the street unless you wanna.